You are now listening to a member of the Disney Podcast family. Head over to Disney Podcast Family on Instagram to see all the latest posts for this show and links to other great Disney podcasts.
To all who come to this happy place, welcome.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Chris, and you're listening to a podcast that believes in dreams, that places trust in the magic of imagination, that is always the first star to the right, and where the light in the window is always on. Join as we discuss the views from Walt's apartment.
Hello, friends, and welcome to Walt's Apartment Live Wednesday night. It's the first week in November. The Christmas season is here, right? You guys believe in Christmas like right now?
Yes.
I believe people should do whatever makes them happy.
That's the great Get out of here, great. Pumpkin spice people. Your season is over.
Pumpkin spice is still great.
For me, Halloween is all year, so.
Yeah. So we're here tonight. We are going to have a great show. Welcome back to the one, the only Joey. Joey's here. Football season is over. Joey's here. So Joey's here with us. Joey's no longer a friend of the show. Joey's now a host of the show. So welcome aboard, my friend.
Well, thank you for...
No, you can't say your friend. He's not a friend anymore.
I'm not a friend no more.
He is a friend.
Well, I'm happy to be here.
So. Yeah, well, welcome. Humanoid or whatever you want to say. So good to have you back. How was football season?
It was good. It was very long. I started in May. I had a few breaks. The team struggled. we weren't very good as a learning experience, but a lot of fun. It was a life goal I've always wanted to do. So.
That's awesome. What kind of coach were you?
D-line.
Nice. So, did you play football?
I played in high school, played linebacker, then a little bit of D-line when our D-line coach hated the players and stuff. But
well, do you want to shout out the school or no?
Sure. Florin High School in Sacramento.
Yeah. All right.
Program's on the rise.
All right. Perfect. And she's back from her week off last week from the one chip challenge. It took her 2 weeks to recover. Sam, how are you?
I am okay. I'm happy to be here. I'm always happy to be here.
We're glad to have you here. Brianna is working. David will be back next week. Lewis is doing big Sunken City design things. I know he's watching in the chat, but Lewis, Brianna, David, Amber, Jade, we miss y'all. We'll see y'all when y'all come back. So, real quick, check out all of our shows. We'll just run through them really quick. Extra Magic Hour, Knights of the Rogue Republic, Marvel Tribe, Main Street View, all of them, check them out. So, I'm not going to go into all the detail of what they all are. If you know, you know. If you don't, you don't. Just click on our thing and you can watch them all or listen to them all. So that's fine. So we got some I want to talk about Joey's other podcast, his main podcast, his home podcast, the Disney Universe podcast. You and Ryan and is it the Big Smooth? Alex?
The Big Smooth Alex, yes.
Yes. I became friends with him on Facebook this last week too. So, but
yeah, he is our lovable, huggable Pooh Bear.
Yes,
on the show for sure.
So you and Alex are going to be at MouseCon this week, right? So tell all of our listeners what that is and where it is, what it's about, what time, and all that stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. So MouseCon is the seventh annual one. It is the biggest Disney fan convention in Northern California, in the Bay Area in Concord area, which is inland of the Bay Area. It'll be this Sunday, November. I'm still in football season. Yeah. I'm sorry. This Sunday, November 6th, from 10 to 5 p.m. at the Concord Plaza Inn. Mm-hmm. There's great guests. A friend of the show, Josh Shaver, is going to be there.
Yeah.
Jeff Bayham, he runs the doombuggies.com, Haunted Mansion Guru. I forget the actress, but the great grandmother of, Coco, she was also in Sister Act and a lot of other movies. She was going to be there, but she had to pull out. But
she did. I was going to say, I heard she was going to be there, but
yeah. And Princess Mia's best friend from Princess Diaries is going to be a guest there. The two gentlemen that voice Bambi and Thumper are going to be there.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay. and Miles Kahn regular. He's been there 3 years. He signed on. I forget his name right now. This is bad advertisement, but the voice of Andy in the first three Toy Story films will be there also. Vendors, artists, you know, collectors. It's a great time, and always a good time. And we're actually for the first time going to have a table there, so we'll be podcasting from the event.
Live podcasting from the event. We like that.
Live recorded.
Oh, live recorded. So you're, oh yeah, you're not
going to. But we will be going on IG live.
Okay. I was going to ask if you're going to do anything. So we got some people here on the chat. We have Keith says, howdy guys. Hi Keith. How are you? Mary says, hello everyone. Lewis says, let's go Eagles. Yeah, I think the Eagles are going to be, they're going to be undefeated for a while. They play the Texans this week, I think. So I think they're, I think they'll be 7-0 at least. Where there's, are they 7 now? They're 7 now, right? So I think they'll be 8-0. They haven't had a bye yet, but yeah.
Sports.
Yes.
The foosball.
Efren says, sup, guys. What's up, Efren?
That's Efren. That's Sasquatch. He's a friend and listener. So welcome. He's been here the last couple of weeks, too. So
Jennifer Efren, asks, Sam, Efren's have
been
you
a friend? Yes.
Yeah.
Sam, have you seen the trailer about Namor?
I was hoping Sean was going to play it for me.
I don't have. Are you talking about the one that is where they just talk about Namor? I just saw that like an hour ago. Like Marvel put it out.
I haven't seen it. So
yeah, I haven't.
Can you go find it?
Yeah, you want to run the show with Joey while I go trying to find that, or?
I mean, I can go find it.
I can look. Let me look it up here while we get on to the stuff here.
We can keep talking.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to look for it.
While go, we go Phillies.
Here. Philly. I hope the Phillies win if we had to pick. Yeah.
I'm rooting for Dusty Baker, being a Giants, longtime Giants fan, and
longtime Cubs fan.
Yeah, got to go for Dusty.
Dusty.
Okay, but Joey, you're not a Dodger fan, so that's why you have no. That's why.
Well, he played for the Dodgers, and
I know, but what I'm saying is now he's the coach of the Houston Astros, and the Houston Astros cheated the Dodgers out of the World Series a couple years ago.
I literally might have a picture of me and Dusty Baker. Like,
if you're not cheating, you're not trying. Every team cheats. They just got.
You know what? When I coached soccer, I actually told, I actually said that to my girls, and I was coaching them, and the parents got really mad when I said that. If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. They did not like me saying that. They thought it. They did not think it was funny. Keith says, "Hello, all missing Lulu." Yes, we're missing Lulu. He is actually working on his. As you guys know, he is full-time Sunken City Design now, so he's working on that, working his ass off on it, coming up with some great stuff, and we're going to help him out as much as we can by pumping his stuff up on here and sharing everything that he puts out. So
he'll be watching.
Yeah, he'll be in the chats. We know that for sure. I found it, Sam, so we can talk about it. We can watch that later, too.
Oh,
so.
I was looking for my picture with me and Dusty Baker. Sorry.
I remember when I was a kid, I used to go to Dodger games, and Dusty Baker played for the Dodgers, and he was in the outfield, and they call him the Candy Man. And before every game, everyone would just throw candy out to him. They have to come out and pick up off the field. And he was the nicest guy out there, waved all those people. But, yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing him win. But then it's the Astros. So it's like Mary says, oh, my God, sports with balls.
Me and the Cubs dug out.
I'm like, that is not Dusty Baker.
That's not Dusty Baker.
No. That's Moises Alou.
Oh, nice. Former Giant also.
Right on.
Sitting in the dugout.
At Wrigley? So, that's awesome.
At Wrigley. I've got lots of pictures of me in the dugout at Wrigley.
So coming up this month on the show, we're going to have Megan in for sure one week. David, like I said, is back next week after his hiatus. Disney Dependent will be in on the 16th. So I'm looking forward to that. They're in Hawaii right now, and I love having them on. They're so much fun. So I'm looking forward to them. We're going to do an interview with Provost Park Pass on the 30th, which will come out probably at the beginning of December. So we got things coming for the show. But now let's get into the news brought to you by DisneySider.com. We got three or four stories to talk about, a couple of trailers to watch. We'll watch the Namor feature as well. But
yeah,
of course, no problem. We can actually maybe skip one of the trailers and watch that instead because I forgot. I guess I just saw that like literally an hour ago. So, and I'm thinking, how do I get this off of Instagram? But I forgot about YouTube, so it's right there. First story come from Disney Insider. For the third time in the past 3 years, 2.5 years, Disneyland Shanghai has closed due to COVID. They were the first park to close back in January of 2020, which seems like so long ago now. And then they closed again in March of 2022, and they'll reopen in June. And they just closed again, I believe, on Halloween. So, and I'm not sure if this is true. I heard people joke about this, but they basically kept the guests in the park. Is that true? Was that a joke, or is that? did that happen?
I mean, I'll take it. I'll get trapped at Disneyland.
I think people that tested positive weren't allowed to leave, like, their resorts, perhaps.
Okay, I might have something like that. But yeah, I know something like someone said about them being trapped. I'm like, okay.
Was a joke. We were joking about that in one of the group chats. Mm.
I was like, you got COVID, go over to Tron. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, Mary says they were in the parks. So, yeah, I thought I saw something but still, I mean, that'd be a pretty cool place to be trapped and be told that you can't go anywhere.
But like sure. I said, like if you were actually symptomatic and like not feeling well.
Yeah. So which brings me to a question about COVID. And this is just speculation. Everyone says there's like a 14th freaking version of COVID now, which is crossover and mutated with this and that, and it's got this and that. Do you think this all happens again? Or do you think this is just Shanghai's a little more? What do you guys think? You're both shaking your head no.
I don't think so. I mean,
people would riot.
Yeah. I mean, I know we're in the midterms, so even though it's in Shanghai, but don't want to get political. But I mean, COVID's been around even before when the first one, the big one hit in 2020,
yeah.
We're at lunch and we ate at a local market and it was just getting started, but they already had my coworker look at like a bottle of bleach and it says, you know, bites COVID germs.
Yep. I saw that too.
So I think, I don't know. I don't think it'll happen again, but you never know. But I'm not too worried about it.
Mary says Shanghai shuts things down all the time for COVID. Facebook user says, don't know. I know I cried when they closed the parks for the first time.
Facebook user, if you are coming to us from Walt's Apartment Behind the Lamp group, please go ahead and give StreamYard permission up at the top of the link to use your photograph and your name so we know who you are, because we love being able to interact. So you just got to give StreamYard permission if you're coming to us from our Facebook group.
Right. And then Mary also says Disney Cruise removed all requirements for testing. Now, Nicole, who's one of our hosts on Extra Magic Hour, she says she's went on a cruise.
And my best friend.
Okay. And she said that they had already removed them then. But I saw this pop up on Twitter today, too. So I'm not sure. I know they didn't have to test. I know they had some concerns about that when they were going to go. So, but yeah, we're coming out of it. Like Joey said, we are in the midterms. And it's not to be political, but you just never know what's going to happen with that. Jennifer said, I don't think this will happen here in the United States. People were right. I absolutely agree with you. And whoever said they cried when the parks closed, I literally had a reservation for Disneyland a week before they closed it. It was a Friday afternoon that they're not going to close. There's no way in hell they'll close Disneyland. Boom. Friday afternoon, Disneyland's closed. Okay, we'll go down and just wait. They'll reopen right back up. No, they were closed the longest of any of the parks, 400 days or something? So,
yeah.
But honestly, I probably wouldn't have met you guys if the parks wouldn't have closed down.
You don't think so?
Well, technically, no. I was podcasting before COVID, so never mind. I take that back.
I like you guys, but I'll take the park. I'm just
kidding. I was on a different podcast at that time, so you're right. Maybe this would have happened because
so was I.
Yeah,
I was on four other ones. Well, I was in charge of four other ones.
Yeah, now you're in charge of what? Four on here or three on here? Or
I'm not in charge of them. I just
but Shirley likes two.
Yeah, she only likes Marvel Tribe and this one, so.
I just show up and smile and eat tacos.
I want tacos.
Are you eating tacos right now?
Well, it's a taquito.
Taquito. It's a rolled taco.
No bite.
God. If you guys never watched the videos of our show, you can watch them. They're all on YouTube, or you can watch them on Facebook back and go back. We have a lot of fun. Let's get into another story here. This one I thought was kind of interesting. Nightmare on Elm Street graphic novel is being announced. Have you guys heard about this?
No.
It will be a prequel to the movie. It's going to be called The Nightmare Before Christmas, Battle for the Pumpkin King. It will span five issues.
Wait a second, sir. Oh, you said Nightmare on Elm Street.
Did I?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Nightmare Before Christmas. I'm sorry. I apologize for that.
I was like, is this a Hulu story?
Have you guys heard about the Nightmare Before Christmas graphic novel that was announced?
No, but I think it's a great idea.
Yeah. The publisher has released many stories surrounding Halloween Town. And he says this one will just be a graph. It said Tokyo Pop, a manga publisher, has announced that they're working on a prequel story to Nightmare Before Christmas. And it confirms it will be a graphic novel. It's called Nightmare Before Christmas. Battle for the Pumpkin King will span a 5-issue revolve around Jack Skellington and Oogie Boogie as the two compete for the role of Halloween Town's Pumpkin King.
It's going to be fantastic.
Says Jack Skellington is the undisputed Pumpkin King of Halloween Town, but it wasn't always that way. Years ago, Jack and Oogie Boogie were close friends, eager to prove themselves. They poured all their passion into their spooky projects to earn their rightful place as the scariest duo in town. But there could only be one Pumpkin King. What could have happened to turn two best friends into such bitter rivals?
I absolutely freaking love that concept. I love that it's going to be manga. I love that it's coming out like to hype up the movie. I'm game. I want them, honestly. I want them.
Yeah, prequel sounds great. I know they've done like sequel video games, and even I think IDW did a sequel story. It just didn't mesh well, but a prequel them battling for being Pumpkin King sounds pretty awesome.
Yes, yes, I love it. I love it.
Jennifer says, sounds interesting. Lewis says, please, we need that.
Like when I was sitting here thinking about it, it was reminding me of like the Figment comics, which I happen to have sitting right here, but like the Figment comics and Joey, you'll like this, the Big Thunder Mountain Railroad comics, and how they like tell the backstory of the Bullions and all of that. And Big Thunder.
Seekers of the Weird.
You know. Yes. So it's got like those vibes for me, and I am all about that. Y'all know, like, if I can tie a comic book to it, like,
Joey, I want it. Lewis is in our actual group chat. We need that, and like big old capital letters. Yeah, it's and you guys, you like the idea of being like a graphic novel as well.
Oh, absolutely.
So. Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure.
And the cool thing too is seeing which one of the Halloween Town citizens are on which sides. Mm-hmm. Of, you know, who's on Oogie Boogie's
like,
side, who's
where on did Lock, side. Shock, and Barrel come out?
Yeah, like, we know where they're on their side, but you know, maybe the mayor or the Wolfman or you know, somewhere. So,
yeah,
like, no, I'm all for it. Yeah, totally.
Like, Sean, have you seen like the new like graphic novels?
I don't read.
Okay, or like, so this is more of like a. So this is like okay. So this is Shang-Chi, and this is like
wrong person. Sorry.
More of like the more modern, hang on, that's not a good example, like manga. Mm-hmm.
So it's the same company, that same company, that kind of same idea as those?
I don't know that this is the same company. Like this is actually Marvel.
Okay.
But it's the same concept.
Jennifer says, you don't read, Sean? I just don't have time, Jennifer. I don't have time to sit and read. And I mean, I can read, but it's not that I... What's that? What? Strange, Doctor Strange.
Isn't that awesome?
That is cool.
Looks like a pinball machine.
It does.
She says there isn't much reading on graphic novels. That's kind of the point, Sean. Okay, maybe I'll check it out.
Sean.
Is that Wanda? It is, isn't it? Let's bring that. Let's make that bigger.
Yeah.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes. Wanda and Loki?
Yeah.
Well, okay. That'd be like the most ideal thing ever, the Wanda and Loki to team up.
Well, this is City of Sin. So, yeah, two kind of bad guys together.
She's not a bad guy, but that's okay. I understand what you mean by what you're saying, but it's...
Just because you're a bad guy does not make you bad guy. I do impressions to you.
Who's Lock, Shock, and Barrel's parents? Lewis is asking.
Snap, Crackle, and Pop? I don't know.
Wait, what if they were like Jack's and Sally's? And then, like, they were like, F you, Mom and Dad. We're going to go play with Oogie Boogie.
I don't think Jack and Sally were more than friends at that time.
I know, but I... You know what? Stop. Stop taking these moments from
me. Okay, they were totally, you know, after a Halloween celebration.
Well, I mean, she had to be sewed back together, and he was helping, and one thing led to another, and
he ripped her seams. Oh, there it is. Yeah.
Slight delay.
I need to get me one of those. We need to have a, we all need to have soundboards. It would just be all of us just pushing buttons at our own jokes.
Yeah, I know. Somebody's got to laugh at mine, so might as well.
So I still can't believe he just said that, though.
Why?
This is a family show, sir.
Have you read the description for this podcast? Not your typical Disney podcast, it says, right in the description of the podcast.
Don't say what. Oh, what I said.
I missed that.
So you guys are down for this? You guys excited for this? It'd be fun.
So is someone's coming out?
I think it just kind of says it was like, I just already took it off. I'm sorry.
Oh.
But I think this is it. It's in development. It's coming, you know. But five issues. It'll be fun.
I've only
seen that movie once or twice, maybe. But I love the overlay at Disneyland. I'm not going to lie. It's the best. But it'd be fun.
Yeah, I think it's cool.
You should go watch the movie again.
Okay. Because I have time for that, too. If I don't read, I have time to do that, definitely.
You could put it on in the background, like, while you're, like, signing paperwork at the car dealership. Be like, hey, you guys want to watch Nightmare Before Christmas with me?
No,
actually, Nightmare on Elm Street.
No, we listen to Disney music. Only when I sign customers.
Okay, well, there's Disney music in that movie.
Okay, that's fair. All right, so I'll try it. I'm going to watch it before next week. I'm going to try to watch it again, and I'll report back what I thought of it. Because I guess I saw it like so many years ago. But
no, we need to start doing like watch parties.
Yes.
And like live chatting with our listeners while we're doing watch parties. That would be awesome.
Remember we used to do a lot? We would do the watch parties with Bill when we watched WandaVision?
Yes.
That was so much fun. That was so much fun.
We could totally do that.
To watch something like that, and you're like, oh my God, Everest is the worst movie ever. Wow, that pumps me up to want to go watch it again.
He likes Haunted Mansion with Eddie Murphy, though.
Jennifer, okay, well.
Oh, come on.
I called you out.
Yeah, look at, see, people want the watch parties because.
You could do that. Yeah,
because they're like, they know we're ridiculous and we would say some off the wall crazy shiz.
So, yeah, how we're talking about doing like commentaries on DU.
We could just link up. How many can you do at a time?
Well, I mean, you wouldn't be able to do it that way.
Yeah. I remember when we did that. It was fun.
I don't know how many you can do on Disney Plus.
When we watched WandaVision, that was fun. It was, it made it total. I think it is 10, you know.
I wish you could interact better. Even if everybody just hits play at the same time, we could create like a watch party Facebook group and like chat while everybody's watching it.
There you go. We could go live on here and have it on the corner and we could all watch, be like, oh. But yeah, let's do it. Jennifer wants it. We might may have to make it happen. Let's put it on the docket for something for this year. Let's make it happen. Boom. Write it down. Okay. Last, another story here, and then we'll watch a couple. We got three trailers to watch now instead of just two.
Yay.
Aubrey Plaza, who I think is great because she was in one of my favorite shows, Parks and Rec, is reportedly joining Agatha Coven of Chaos.
Oh, I freaking cannot wait.
Not a lot of information about who she would play or anything. It just says that, what did it say? The Parks and Rec star joins a cast that includes Catherine Hahn, who reprises her WandaVision role, the magical villain Agatha Harkness. Emma Caulfield, who also returns as Dottie, and Joe Locke, who is set for an unknown role. However, Locke's character is still a mystery, only described by Deadline as a gay teen with a dark sense of humor. This has led many to believe that he's going to be Wanda's son, Billy Maximoff, a.k.a. Wiccan, or Harkness's son, Nicholas Scratch. It says Plaza's role is being kept under wraps, but is said to be one of many supporting female characters expected to appear. I can't wait. I'm so excited for this show. And they've even said Elizabeth Olsen might be in it for a second. So
they almost need to include her
somehow. I mean, even if it's, yeah, if
because Agatha doesn't make sense right now in the MCU outside of her. Well, I mean, she does,
right.
But their comic book storylines are very tied to each other. But I think this is an incredibly smart thing that they're doing. Mm-hmm. We said that all along, that Agatha, like, as soon as we figured out what was happening with her on Marvel Tribe, we knew she needed her own.
Yeah, and they've said.
Like, once we figured out she was Agatha Harkness. And, like, there's so much that can be told through her story and so many things from outside of the MCU that can be brought into the MCU through her that they have so many opportunities. I literally cannot wait to see what they're going to bring.
Yeah, I think it's going to, and they've said, and they've all they've touted about this show is that's women driven, which I think is great. They talked about, I've heard Amy Poehler might be in this. I mean, the cast sounds amazing. And yeah, I think WandaVision actually kind of started, it pretty much did start phase four, right? It was part of like the beginning of phase four.
Yeah.
So with the multiverse and that whole thing. And now they've also said there's going to be a Vision show, a separate Vision show coming out, the White Vision with White Vision. It's, yeah. This one here, they're
White
saying.
Vision.
That's not what he's called?
Well, let's call him West Coast Avengers Vision.
Okay. I think the working title's Vision Quest.
Thank you. Vision Quest. That's right. But this leads me to believe, being a Wanda fan, that Wanda's not going to stay gone with all this stuff, coming revolving around her. Obviously, Agatha's around her. You know, Efren just said Mephisto. Mephisto was everyone. I think we thought every week on the – that's when I was part of the Marvel tribe.
The crane is Mephisto. Yeah,
every single week.
Audrey Plaza is going to be Mephisto.
Every single week there was someone else that was – I've also heard that Sacha Baron Cohen was going to be Mephisto. I did see that, I think, on the Disney Insider, that he was rumored to be taking that role, which that'd be fun. We're going off on a tangent.
Yeah, I love this. I love this casting. I've been a fan of her since Scott Pilgrim. She's great. Then I don't want to say her style, but you know, she's pretty much does that really kind of like monotone the whole time. And mix that with Catherine Hahn, which I love too. I mean, it's great casting. It's gonna be a great show.
Yeah, that show is gonna be really, really fun. I think it's gonna be
I can't wait.
Yeah. So any more thoughts on any of our Disney Insider news?
No, but I did
all exciting.
Want to add to that. I really do hope we get Nick Scratch, though. Okay, aside from that.
Well, remember when we were watching the show? I mean,
I was like, hey, what if we get her son, Nick Scratch?
You thought it was it you or David that thought it was the bunny?
I did. I thought
a lot of people thought,
They said, she called him Mr. Scratch.
Mr. Scratch.
She?
Yeah.
And her son's name is, her son's name is Nick Scratch.
That was so much fun to listen to watch you guys that know your shit about Marvel to like just pull this apart. No, that's Mephisto. David every week had someone else picked as Mephisto. And just like he said, I watched this one part and we paused it in the red and it was red when the crane and, you know, just
the crane. Yeah.
Crazy stuff. But I'm going to bring up the Marvel thing first on Namor thing first while you guys talk for a quick second. So I'll get this going. So
I was going to say, we get more Ralph Boner.
We could only hope, right?
Oh, totally.
I mean, she is in Lesbio.
Oh yeah.
I don't know could you hear that?
Yeah.
I'm going to, this is just and this is for Sam only, and Jennifer brought it up. I honestly did only see this a couple hours ago.
I haven't seen it yet.
It just talks about Namor. It's just about,
My ancestors would often say, only the most broken people can be great leaders.
Introducing Namor was really an opportunity to introduce another sovereign ruler of a group of people. He shows up representing Talokan.
He's coming for the surface world.
In Marvel Publishing, Namor was one of the first superheroes, frankly.
They called him Kukul Khan, the Feather Serpent God.
Namor loves his people, and he's gonna protect them, because to be a ruler, you have to serve the people. Talokan has a deep meaning for me. It's part of my personal heritage as a Mexican, as an inhabitant of Mesoamerica. Finally, I could find a more powerful representation of my culture with dignity and respect.
I cannot wait for everyone to see Talokan. I'm excited about how we're going to see the world come alive. Both nations want the same thing, which is to preserve and to protect their people, but they're willing to go about it different ways.
I need to know if Wakanda is an ally or an enemy.
Namor is very much concerned with what he needs and what he wants. This delicate dance between the two of them. I get chills just thinking about it.
Who are you?
My enemies call me Namor.
How can you not love him? How can you not love him? Oh my god.
It looks awesome.
It looks so good.
Like, he's got the coolest throne too.
And you guys have been giving me grief.
Not me.
Honest to God,
I was being a friend.
Honest to God, we have given her so much crap. And until Dempsey confirmed that Namor was going to be in this, I'm happy for you because this is like all you wanted since I've known you. Really.
But like, here's the thing is like, you guys sat here and gave me so much grief and you guys are going to end up loving him.
I'm going to cosplay as him.
Well, Matt should cosplay as him because he looked a little bit like Matt in that.
And a little toy.
A little toy. Where is Matt?
So is he bad? Is he good? Or
he's an anti-hero. He
misunderstood.
He wants to. No, not even like Deadpool. Like he only like he cares about what's best for his people. He will literally do anything for his people. So in the comic books, not to go on a tangent, but
please do.
The reason that he vows to like take everything out on mankind is because mankind ruined Atlantis with pollution. So he was venging, like he was saying, this is vengeance for my people. So like he cares about Atlantis and Atlantis alone. And that's why he's like, he's a leader. He's a leader.
Francis, I think of Narcos when I see him.
Well, yeah, because Tenokorda, who plays Namor, is from Narcos.
Is that a good show?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's where The Mandalorian came from, too.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay. They've already had the premiere of this, and people I've talked about it and said, did you guys see, you guys follow, you guys are on TikTok, obviously. Did you guys see Supes just get his ass handed to him because he said it wasn't as good as it was a step down from Black Panther 1?
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah, he just got destroyed by, I guess, his fans. Like, how can you say that? And blah, blah, blah. But anything I've heard that this is amazing. The song from Rihanna is great. Jennifer says also, if you haven't heard this little song, Lift Me Up by Rihanna is absolutely beautiful. It's from the soundtrack. Yeah.
It makes me cry.
I heard just part of it, and it sounds like that kind of song. It's like the moving song from Maverick, it's like, you know, that Lady Gaga sings the same. Yeah. But I saw a cool thing of Ryan Coogler and Rihanna talking at the premiere, and she was saying how honored she was to be a part of this. And there's a thing I just saw on Facebook. There's a thing on like 2020 this Friday night on ABC. It's all about Wakanda. It's about Wakanda and how this film, you know, it's a tribute. Yeah. It's also a tribute to Chadwick Boseman as well. So yeah, that was probably one of the highlights, I think, of my weekend at D23 was when his brother, the Reverend, talked about him. I thought that was just like, damn, you know. Nicole says, Joey's back in capital letters. So Joey's here. There he is. Yes, he is.
Oh yeah.
Apparently nobody cares that Sam's here this week.
Sam is here.
There you go. No, that was one of the highlights of the 3+ hour Marvel panel too at D23 was when Ryan came out with a cast and each one was talking about, you know, how they felt Chadwick on set the whole time and everything. And no, it looks great. The feature was really cool. Yeah. Really
exciting. I'm going next Thursday on the 10th with David and his wife and his kids. We're all going to see it on Thursday night before it even comes out on Friday. And I can't wait. I haven't been excited for a movie this long. I was excited for Multiverse of Madness, but not like this. I think this is gonna be so good because there's so much built around it, and like from what everyone has said too, that it's just they do a great story. They introduce Namor amazingly. That's anything I've seen that he steals the movie from what I've seen.
And Riri Williams also. Yeah. Too.
Oh yes, and everything is Riri. Yeah. Yes,
it's an excellent close that they're saying for Phase 4. So
Efren says, I really want to see Deadpool and Venom cross into the MCU. Oh, yeah, and Wolverine and all the characters he takes out. It's coming.
Yeah.
You hold on to the seat of your pants.
I just want to see Deadpool and everything. Deadpool is my favorite besides Wanda. I want to see Deadpool and Wanda like have a love story. That'd be the best.
You can stop it right now.
Great. Okay.
There's other websites for that kind of stuff.
So
Marvel Hub.
Everyone knows you're my favorite, Sam.
Yeah.
They match.
I'm glad you are here, Sam. That's why I brought up Namor.
I was just teasing, guys. I know you're happy I'm here.
Well, they're happy that day. They're happy Joey's here, and they're happy.
I'm happy Sam's Joey's here too. Yeah, that's nobody's cool. Nobody really cares that you're here, Sean.
That's fine. I can go ahead and go.
He said he can go, care. So I helped him. I helped him go.
I care. I love everybody here.
Yeah, we do.
I can start watching Nightmare Before Christmas early, I guess.
And Nightmare on Elm Street too.
Nightmare on Elm Street. Yeah, well, that'll scare me.
Nightmare Before Christmas on Elm Street.
Okay, so I have a question for you both. So we have two more trailers. We have 20 minutes left in the show. We have a cool Mary Chill Kill game. We have Disenchanted trailer or Avatar, The Way of Water trailer. What do you guys want to watch? We'll watch one of them. Avatar?
What does Joey vote for?
I'll go for that.
Okay, let me get that up while you
Disenchanted looks cool, but
we can watch that next week, though. So,
yeah. The movie comes out next week, doesn't it?
Okay. Well, then we get stuck. Great, I have to watch that too. Great. So, are you ready?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Can you hit? Thank you. It's just like watching Namor in Atlantis.
Kind of.
This is one of the scenes they showed at D23, and it's super 3D. Amazing.
You got a baby.
Dad, I know you think I'm crazy.
That's lying, those big rocks.
But I feel her. I hear her heartbeat. She's so close.
So what does her heartbeat sound like?
It's freaking beautiful visually.
Yeah.
Mighty.
We cannot let you bring your war here.
Okay. That's all they see.
I see you.
The way of water connects all things. Before your birth. And after your death.
This is our home!
I need you with me. And I need you to be strong. Strong heart.
Damn.
There's going to be a lot of storylines running through that movie, though. Like, even just watching the trailer, I was like, wait, what? Like,
yeah, it was bouncing all over the place.
It was. And I definitely need to rewatch the first one because it's been like a good 2 years since I've seen it last. So I definitely need to watch it. But it is visually stunning.
Yeah.
I've been looking forward to it. So I am excited to see where
it goes. This is the second one, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
All right. Yeah,
they've already contracted for another one, haven't they?
I think they're contracted through five, more. Aren't they?
Two or three more.
Yeah, they filmed two and three together. They're taking like a year and a half break. Then they're going to film four and five together.
Hmm.
So So it's
a four and a five will be like another like 8 years or something like that, or
probably yeah. That's so why it's taking so long for them to.
When do we get three after two?
I'm guessing it might come out within a year, so maybe next holiday.
Next holiday, yeah.
So, but you know, I'm really excited. I actually do like the original one. I know it gets a lot of crap, but
it does.
But it's still enjoyable for me. Like a movie like this, a Marvel movie, a Star Wars movie that we won't get for a while, but this is the reason to go to a theater, enjoy, you know, disconnect with the world and just enjoy what you're seeing on the screen. Popcorn movies were a thing, you know,
for sure.
And, but this looks amazing. The 3D that we saw at D23 was the most insane 3D I've ever seen.
I want to see it that way in theater.
Yeah. I don't really care for live action movies in 3D anymore. Animated movies are great, but this is definitely, I'm going to go see it at IMAX 3D for sure.
Because it's CGI, right?
Yeah. And all the underwater scenes, like they were actually filmed underwater. They're not just like on, I'm super excited. This is going to be great.
I'm definitely going to go see it so humans can breathe on Pandora now.
You talk about popcorn movies. I tried that this weekend. I tried to go watch Black Adam.
Guess we'll find out. Yeah.
And have you seen Black Adam, Joey?
Not yet. I haven't seen Shazam yet. And I feel like I got to see Shazam before.
I've never seen any. I've only seen a Suicide Squad when it comes to DC.
I like the DC movies.
I was so confused. I thought The Rock did grand. This isn't a DC podcast, but. I wasn't impressed with it. I thought it wasn't even really entertaining. I was really, really confused. Even at the end, I still didn't understand what was happening, but it is what it is. But
David also said it was trash.
Yeah. He was straight
up. He said it was trash.
It was trash. Yeah. And I just couldn't get it. I didn't understand. It took so long for something to happen. And that was the problem I had with it. Like for something to get moving. And I'm like, what the hell is this? And the popcorn was good though. So, I mean, that did make up for it. But we're going to take a quick second. I want to hear about our sponsor, Getaway, today, and we're going to get to know them. We're going to come back. We're going to play our game. And here is our Here's our Getaway Today spot from the one and only Nicole Hefner, host of the Extra Magic Hour.
Well, hello, and welcome to Let's Get to Know Our Sponsor. Getaway Today has been helping Disney vacation dreams come true since 1990. Whether you choose to visit the happiest place on earth or travel to Orlando and beyond, they want to help you. Need to know the best hotel in the area? What theme park ticket should you buy? Have a last minute change? No worries. Their travel experts are always here to help. Want to book a cruise and don't know where to start? Hey, they can help with that too. They will help you find the perfect cruise for your vacation. Whether it is your first time or you're a well-seasoned cruiser. When you book your cruise with one of the Getaway Today's experts, you will have a dedicated agent to help you every step of the way. They take care of the details so you can have the most fun. Getaway Today has layaway, peace of mind travel, allowing you to cancel or make changes up to 72 hours in advance. You will always have the most up-to-date vacation information, both pre-arrival and upon your welcome. Getaway Today will guarantee the best prices with no hidden fees. And every time you book through Getaway Today, they will donate a portion back to a charitable organization in your area. And so far, over $4.5 million has been donated. So click the link in our show notes to start your Disney vacation planning for more information and the best deals. Tell them Walt's Apartment sent you. And until next time, enjoy the view from Walt's apartment.
There we go. Yeah. Sam, and your best David, tell us about Getaway Today. What do you need to do?
Here's what you need to do. You need to get you some Getaway Today.
Perfect. Perfect. So yes, Getaway Today, they are our sponsor. Kim will be on the next couple of weeks, or someone else from Getaway Today. She's going to be on a cruise. She just emailed me back before the show, and I asked her to be on the 16th for the Extra Magic Hour week, and she said that She'll be on a cruise, but we might get someone else on from Getaway Today. But we'll have someone on. We have them on every month as well. We love them. They're great. Brianna is actually going next week to like a class, like a social media class with Getaway Today at the Pirates of the Caribbean room at the Disneyland Hotel. She gets to tour the Disneyland. Yeah, she gets to tour the Disneyland Hotel and the Pirates of the Caribbean suite. So I'm looking forward to pictures and stuff from that. But yeah, get some Getaway Today. Check out Designer Park Co. I'll say, because Lewis is our guy, check out Sunken City Designs. Make sure you get that stuff. Use that code WALTZAPTPOD for Designer Park Co. and Sunken City Designs to get an extra dose of magic.
Yeah, Alex, my co-host, and Addie, they used, I told Sean this, Getaway, and had nothing but great things to say about them. And their
agent, they use them for their trip?
They did. Their agent, I think her name was Amber.
So okay.
Shout out to Amber, Getaway.
They did that whole trip for them?
They did the whole trip. Yeah.
Yeah, they went everywhere. That's awesome.
And they went in through the hurricane, so they really set them up, got refunds when needed, and redid. Wow,
great.
So.
Did the Big Smooth tell them that Walt's apartment sent him?
He didn't, because he wasn't sure who sent him, but but he knows now.
Well, I need to get them on, because I want to hear about experience. I know David used them last year. Brianna's used them. I've just booked like a hotel through them, and it's super simple. They do offer lots of different things, like extra nights. If you get like three nights, they'll give you a fourth night for free, which is cool stuff, because hotels aren't cheap. So, but yeah, that's it. Getaway Today, Designer Park Co. Check them out. Check out their information in our show notes. I want to get on to our game, Marry, Kill, Chill. I want to preface this by saying that the word kill does not mean we really want the person dead, okay? Because one of these is really near and dear to my heart. It's going to be hard to even make a pick. So when we say marry, kill, chill, it's all in fun, just so you understand that, okay?
All right.
All right. Sam, first up, marry, kill, chill. You have Maui, Jeannie, and Sebastian.
I'm killing Maui because I actually find him to be the most annoying of the three. Jeannie, I am going to marry because he can make all my wishes come true.
At least three times.
And I mean,
poof, what do you need?
Poof, what do you need?
And Sebastian, I will chill with, because like we could just go in a boat and he could sing to me and it'd be fine.
That's fair. How about you there, Mr. Pittman?
So I will marry Jeannie because he's one of my all-time favorite characters.
There you go.
And he could turn into a female. So, I'm going to chill with Maui because I actually do really like Maui.
Yeah.
And I'm going to kill Sebastian because I love crab legs.
Yeah, exactly. I knew it.
I'm right there. Chowder.
I'm right there with you on those three, Joey. Actually, those are the three that's the same way I would go. We got a comment over here. Efforts to Sunken City Namor.
Sunken City or Namor?
Sunken City Namor. Oh, does he probably wants Lewis to do a Namor thing?
No, he's wondering who's he's giving us a chill marriage.
Oh, I see what you see. Oh, okay. Next one here, we have the Sanderson sisters. Oh, wait, Jennifer says,
marry Jeannie, chill with Maui, and kill Sebastian.
There, good answer. Next one up here is the Sanderson sisters. So we have Sarah, Winifred, and Mary. So ladies first, Sam.
Marrying Mary because she's funny.
Okay, that's fair.
Chilling with Sarah because she's cute. Mm-hmm. And Winifred can go because she cray cray.
I agree with you. I think I'm going to go with what you said. How about you, Joey?
Kill them all.
Kill them all.
Burn them with fire.
Burn. I will marry whichever one is Sarah Jessica Parker.
That'd be Sarah.
Oh. Well, then her then.
Okay.
Do whatever with the others. I'll marry Mary because, Mary.
Mary.
Buggin?
Well, she's funny.
Which one's that?
Mary.
That's Captain and Jenny.
Oh, okay. From Sister Act.
From Sister Act, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Then I'll marry her because I like you saying Mary.
And then
Mary.
Bette Midler.
Then kill Bette Midler.
Okay. So I'm going to tell you the character, the Gilbert Miller. Damn. Okay, so the rest of these
come from lawsuit incoming.
So those first two were mine. The rest come from the amazing mind of Mr. Lewis himself. So you're going to see where these are going to go. I'm going to take a drastic change from what from my
Lewis is here in spirit.
Lewis is here. I told Lewis I was going to do this. He goes, here, let me shoot you some stuff. And he shot me some ideas. I'm like, perfect. So first up, Sam, Stromboli, Hades, and Amos Slade.
I have to choose?
Yeah. I mean, you don't have to. I mean, it's just a game. Are you opting to not choose?
I really don't want any of them.
Okay, that's fair. Joey?
Let's
can
see.
I kill them all?
Sure. I mean, we can do whatever we want, really. It's...
I'll just say marry Hades because he's one of my favorite villains.
Mm-hmm.
Kill Stromboli. And I guess chill with Slade.
Mary says, well, that is obscure. Yes, it is. Okay.
I'd be afraid of all of them.
Right. Next one, I'm going to start with you, Joey, okay? Because I want to get your feeling on this. We have Rey, Leia, and Cara Dune.
Oh. All right. This isn't fair because you guys can't see, but I actually have, like, two Cara Dune pops right next to me.
Okay.
I was going to try to play along, but damn you, Lewis. So... okay. Is it old Leia or that's a big okay. Oh, we'll do the age. So I can't believe I'm saying this. I'll kill Leia just because she's old. And nothing against old people. I'm just saying. Damn. I would chill with Cara Dune. Because she'd be fun in a fight and marry Rey. But I'll take them all.
Okay. All right. Sam, how about you?
I'm going to slay Leia. I mean, chill with Leia. No, I'm going to marry Leia.
Okay.
But like hot Leia and like her slave outfit.
Mm-hmm. Hut Slayer outfit.
Yeah, whatever. She was in chains. That's all I remember. Yeah. I'm going to chill with Rey. I'm going to chill with Rey because I could probably like read her a bedtime story or some shit. And Kara can go because meh.
Okay. I'm going to say I would kill Kara. I would, I'd marry young Leia. Like you said, you know, the outfit, the chains. That's like my childhood.
Well, not Obi-Wan young Leia. I don't.
No, not that. Not that young. Oh my God. Not that young of a Leia. I'm talking like 1985.
Sir, this is a family show.
It isn't, but 1985, Leia, and then I'd be chilling with Rey because I'm older than you guys, so I can say that. But yeah, chilling with Rey because she's kind of cute.
We've got
Keith says marry Leia,
kill Cara Dune. Efren says kill Cara Dune, marry Leia, chill with Rey. Jennifer says kill Leia, chill with Rey, marry Cara Dune. Really, Jen? Kill Kara. Carlos says, marry Rey, chill with Leia. Looks like most everybody wants Cara Dune to die. Yeah,
except Joey.
She's badass.
All right. Next one.
Her and Leia are from Alderaan. I love my Alderaanian women.
Next one here from Lewis, which is just out of nowhere. They're not. I'm just going to put it up. Sam, Oprah, Martha Stewart, and Whoopi Goldberg. Just thank
That's
you,
not
Lewis.
How you spell Martha Stewart, is it?
I don't know, but it works
I think
for me.
Stewart is spelled wrong. It's fine. Okay. Oops, sorry, I hit my mic. We'd never be in the show. I'm going to marry Martha Stewart because she can cook.
I agree with you 100%.
I'm going to chill with Whoopi because she'll make me laugh.
Right.
And I'm going to kill Oprah because she's giving everybody cars but me.
I completely agree with your answers. I support your message.
Mary says, okay, that is just weird.
I saw this earlier today from Lewis. I'm like, are you kidding me? And he just laughed. So.
Was he day drinking? I think he was.
Stewart.
I would chill with Oprah because I think she'll give
she
people.
She might give you stuff.
Might give you stuff?
I will marry Martha Stewart, not just for the food and the crafts, but you know, she's friends with Snoop. And then Snoop kill Whoopi.
Doggy yeah, kill dog.
Whoopi. I can't stand anybody on The View.
So. We have Mary and Jennifer correcting Lewis. It is Stewart. That's how it's spelled. So yes, appreciate yeah, that.
I was right. You're welcome.
Got a few more here. Three more to go.
Let's do it.
Sam, you have Bob Gurr, Marty Sklar, and Tony Baxter.
Why you gotta do me?
I know this is bad right here. You're gonna kill one of these three people. Which one?
Oh my gosh.
You gotta do it because I did the Star Wars one.
Oh my gosh. I'm gonna marry Marty Sklar because sorry, but most precious man, like in the history of ever.
You're gonna kill Bob Gurr or Tony Baxter.
I'm gonna chill with Tony Baxter.
You're gonna kill Bob Gurr.
Well, like my definition of chill would not be the same definition of chill for Bob Gurr because.
Did you see him at D23?
No, that's not what I mean.
Oh. I got you.
Got me, but man, no man can party. So like.
Yep. So you're killing Bob Gurr.
I'm sorry, Bob. I love you.
Yeah, he never gonna be on the show now. Great.
Sorry, Bob.
What's this Walt's apartment show that they want us to be on? Well, no, one of the hosts wants to kill you, Bob. So yeah.
Sorry.
Disney Universe podcast on Instagram.
Sorry. Joey doesn't exist anymore.
So Joey, you're up next.
What are we doing? Okay. So I'm gonna chill with Bob Gurr because I know that I take that as like hanging out, partying with, having a few drinks.
Right.
In a tiki shirt.
Yeah. I got my mugs here. I'll get my Burr tiki mug that I missed out on during T23. But anyways. I'm going to marry Marty.
Evan says he's killing Marty and it hurts my heart.
But just like you said, I mean, he's one of the coolest guys ever.
Yeah.
And the only reason I'm killing Tony Baxter is because
His character
in Big Thunder Mountain's a jerk.
Okay, I'll do mine.
But he's cool. He's a cool jerk.
I'm gonna kill Marty. I'm gonna kill Marty because he's already dead. So
I did that with Leia, so I couldn't.
Yeah. So like I, you know,
why you gotta be?
I'd chill with Bob because like he'd be party guy. Tony Baxter, I think, would have lots of great stories to tell me as I fall asleep at night. So.
You next want one. Tony Baxter to tuck you in at night.
Why not? Brianna, there's your clip.
Tony, tell me a story.
Play with my beard, Tony. Just tell me all
I'll play with your
beard. Oh my gosh. No. Stop.
Remember, not your typical Disney podcast.
Now Tony Baxter's ever going to want to talk to us.
Why? I didn't want to kill him. You want
to
kill
him. You just asked him to touch your face.
Well, no, if we're married, we're going to be, you know, he's going to be like, oh, it's okay.
Hang on for the wildest ride in the wilderness.
Hang on to them hats and glasses. Best remove them.
Carlos says he can be the new ghost host.
Here we go. We got two more. And the next one is a battle of the Bobs. We have Bob Chapek, Bob Iger, and Bob Weiss.
Isn't it Weiss?
Okay. Weiss.
I don't know. Am I wrong?
I don't know. He just retired, so that's all I know. Happy retirement, sir. I'll go first. I'm going to marry Bob Chapek.
What?
Yeah. And I will chill with Bob Weiss, and because I've heard stories about Bob Iger, I would kill Bob Iger.
Carlos says, Fukumal. I have to say Fook because if not, yep, we'll get in trouble on Apple Podcasts.
Well, that's how it's spelled.
Fook. Yep. All right. So, Sam.
This is hard, too. Well, technically, Bob Chapek has, like, the keys right now, so I'm going to marry him.
Right.
Bob W and I are gonna chill because he knows things.
So you're gonna kill Bob Iger as well.
I'm gonna kill Bob Iger.
Okay. Huh, I wonder who Joey's going to pick to kill. Go ahead.
Paycheck.
I actually had to change it because that's what Lewis wrote was Bob Paycheck. So I actually had to change what he wrote.
Yeah. Yeah, Chapek's dead. He gone.
Okay. Oh, damn. He never going to be on.
Chill with Iger.
Okay.
Because I am thankful for Lucasfilm and Marvel and Pixar and all that good stuff. And Mary. Because he's retired and don't have time for me.
Okay. Oh, he could be the big spoon.
Nicole says, Super. I cannot with you guys. That's what she says.
But you totally
this is Lewis. I'm just playing along.
But you totally can. We're just going. Now, this last one, this takes me back to my disclaimer before the show, before we started this game. We're not really killing anyone. This is just all in fun because I love all of these people in this next group. But this is from the twisted mind of Mr. Lewis Medina, just so you all understand, right?
Esalen City Designs.
So you're going to, Esalen City Designs, you're going to marry, kill, or chill with one of these last three people here.
Okay.
You have the Diz Insider, Walt's Apartment, and Airbnb podcast. So
easy. Yeah, this is easy.
It's easy for you. Yeah. And she's Sam said, I'm not gonna like her answer, but so that means we're dead, it sounds like. So
you've been dead, sir.
That's fair. Okay.
Aw.
All right. So Sam, go ahead.
I am going to marry Airbnb because who wouldn't need a Bill and Barry sandwich, even though they made me mad tonight. Two.
You know what you would get if you had that though? If you get this.
Tonight it's a double shot of B&B.
That's what you get.
And I am going to chill with the Diz Insider because, I mean, Dempsey, you know, he's got the Namor inside scoop. And
so you're literally going to kill yourself because you're part of us. Do you understand that, right?
Yeah, that's okay. I can only tolerate so much of myself anyways.
Fair answer. All right. Let's see what the people over here are saying. Kill. Okay. I love Keith. And wait, here. I'm marrying Bill, of course, chilling with the WAP. Oh, Mary. Okay. Marry the DU, Efren says.
Hey.
And kill Chapek. Robin says, marry Walt's Apartment, chill with Ear, and away with Diz. Okay. Sorry, Derek and Skylar.
Sorry, Derek and Skylar and yeah. Dempsey.
Keith says, kill the Diz Insider, marry Walt's Apartment, and chill with Airbnb. And
Mary says, OMG, Sean.
Yeah. I didn't come up with this. Lewis came up with this one. So
I gotta go, huh?
Or you gotta go.
Sean got to go.
I gotta go. I agree with Sam. I mean, how could you not want to be lovable with Bill and Barry? Because that'd be the best thing ever.
You want a double shot of B&B, don't you?
Absolutely. You mean this?
Tonight it's a double shot of B&B.
If I was married, I could have it all the time. Double shot. Yeah, okay. Same thing. I'd marry those guys. I'd kill us, and I'd chill with Derek and Skylar.
I've met them once, and they're pretty cool. But I right now, just for the sake of this game, I'm going to get hate, but I'm going to kill them just because I don't know them as much. I'm going to chill with Diz Insider because, like I said, chill is party, drink with, and doing that with those guys was a lot of fun, and I want to do it again.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I got to marry Walt's Apartment, or else, you know, since we're not friends no more.
We accept. Yeah. Now we have to be romantic partners because we're not friends anymore.
Wait a second.
We're all a big, lovable.
This took an awkward turn.
Coven of sorts. I don't know. Did you guys just call me awkward?
No, I just took a weird turn. You said now we're right. You said romantically, we're all romantically involved.
Yeah, like that. Literally everybody.
I've heard that before, and I don't like to hear it, so.
I'm confused.
I hate you so much. Somebody please take away this man's microphone.
Anyway, it's time to come to the end of another arousing. I can't even finish it after that.
Another arousing? What?
Oh my god.
He said rousing.
Oh, rousing.
Rousing.
Like Ronda Rouse.
Ronda Roundhouse.
All right.
Oh, the game master has arrived.
He shows up. Oh, he was just here for a second.
Oh,
he left. Just kidding. JK.
Okay, so let's wrap it up because we have to do another show. Hey, your Wi-Fi bill. We have to do another show here. So, Joey, where can we find your other shows? Oh, crap. There he is. Louis.
Louis, come in. He's at the space station.
Louis, come in. Can you hear me?
Just wanted to hop in real quick and say, hey, you're welcome for the game.
Who would you chill, marry, and kill when it comes to these last three here?
Can you
before
hear me?
We wrap it up? Yeah, can you hear us? He can't hear us. But we love you, Lewis. Thank you for the game. Joey, welcome back, my friend.
Hey.
Disney Universe Good Podcast, where can we find it? Everywhere?
Everywhere. Where you listen to your favorite podcasts, podcatchers, YouTube, other good stuff. We're on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, but mostly most of our traffic is through Instagram.
Perfect. So,
take us out there.
Sam, where can we find you? Sammy Mlow.
Yeah, pretty much everywhere. Sammy Mlow. Sammy Mlow. _ Mlow.
Samantha.
No, only Bill can say that. Only Bill's allowed.
And George.
Yeah, but George doesn't say it the way Bill does.
That's true.
If you guys don't know what we're talking about, it's because you need to check out our friends over at Airbnb Disney Podcast, too.
Right, we'd marry them.
We are marrying them. Yeah,
we are marrying them. Because you know what comes with that, right?
Tonight, it's a double shot of B&B.
Yes. So we love them. So check them out. But I am all over the place at Samantha Mlodecki or Sammy _ Mlow.
Absolutely. And you know where to find us. If you're listening to the show, you're already listening anyway. So you know where to find us. I need to say all that again. Just Google Walt's Apartment Podcast and we're there. So from all of us here, we love you very much. Thank you so much. And we hope you enjoy the view from Walt's Apartment. Good night.
Good night.